from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Ever since we opened our doors in 1963 off the corner of Main Street and Mountain Home, Integrity First Bank has been helping you open doors. From your first checking account to your first home purchase to future planning with Savings Trust and Wealth Management, we value the relationship we've made with you and other friends through the years. As always, our doors are open at 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations, but you can also find Integrity First Bank at goifb.com, Facebook, and Twitter. We invite you to visit and see why so many local friends and neighbors bank on Integrity First.
8 minutes left to play. We're going to move to the fourth quarter. Mountain Home with the lead, 49-40. Tim, real quick, I'll ask you to check the streaming. Had a text about that during the break. Bombers lead it by 9 with the basketball. In the paint, left side now, Cresilius. Out top, it comes to Peters. Finds Cresilius in the corner, looks inside to Waymire, pass picked off. 11 turnovers by Mountain Home on the evening. 7:39 to play. Branch, left side, stop and go move, drives along the baseline. Ball knocked away and picked up by Mountain Home. It's a turnover. 9 of those tonight for Searcy. Deechee's had a long break after he picked up a third foul early in the third quarter, and he's getting ready to check back in. Benton's pass is picked off underneath. Searcy working into the front court now with 7:10 to play. Their leading scorer on the bench right now with 4 fouls. Here's Alcorn pulling up from 16. Shot good and a foul. They're going to get Cruz with the foul. That's his third, the fifth team foul against Mountain Home. Alcorn will go to the free throw line trying to complete the 3-point play. Cresilius out, Deechee in for Mountain Home. At the free throw line is Alcorn. The free throw missed. Rebound. Cruz has it for Mountain Home. That's his fourth board. 6:51 to play. Bombers lead it by 7. And a foul on the far side. That's Ashutino. It's going to be his second. Team foul number 6 against Searcy. 6:48 to play. Searcy can't wait any longer. Even though he's got 4 fouls, they've got to get Hicks back on the floor. Has 19 points on the evening. He's in. Ashutino is out. Baseline left is Peters. Drives, kicks it back out. Here's Benton on the left wing now for Mountain Home. Cruz, now Benton, looks inside for Waymire. Feeds him with a great pass. He scores. 21 points for Waymire to go along with 17 rebounds. What a night from the senior. Alcorn, 15-footer. No, Waymire, another rebound. 6:18 left to play. Bombers lead it by 9. They've led it by 10. This is their second 9-point lead. Deechee spins around the defender and scores. It's a double-digit lead for Mountain Home. 53-42. 6:02 to play. Out top with a dribble, Branch. Hicks, left side, top of the key. Out top with it now, Love. Top of the key. To the left elbow, it goes to Alcorn. He'll drive to the baseline. 6-foot floater won't go. Rebound knocked loose. Going to be picked up along the baseline by Branch. He'll give it up along the baseline to Alcorn, who scores and draws the foul. Chance for a 3-point play. Foul on Peters, his second. Team foul number 6. And Alcorn at the line. 0-1 from the line. Hits this one, though. And a timeout, Searcy. 5:35 to go. Bombers lead it 53-45. You're listening to Mountain Home Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Bomber fans, when you need quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, plaques, and more,
Contact the experts at ABC Printing and Imagin' Things for slam dunk service. They'll even deliver your order to you. For over 45 years, the Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imagin' Things have been supporting the Bombers. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Call ABC Printing and Imagin' Things, 425-2610.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
5:35 to play. Mountain Home, an 8-point lead over Searcy. It's 53-45. Both teams have three timeouts left. Searcy switching up to a different press now. This is a 1-2-2 trapping press. The Bombers are going to throw the basketball away. Turnover number 13 on the night. Lions will get it back with 5:26 to play. Bomber still masked up and a man-to-man defensively.
Left, David. Left.
Out top, left. Branch with it. Pull up Alcorn from 16. Won't go. Rebound for Waymire underneath. Bomber's on the move again. 21 points, 19 rebounds for Waymire tonight. It's just incredible watching him work in the middle. 4:54 to play. Bombers lead it by 8. Peters on the left wing. Waymire cutting through the paint. Out top, it's Benton. The ball knocked away by Branch. Oh, that ball was tipped. The officials say no. It was touched by Benton, not the defensive player. He's going to call backcourt violation. So a turnover by Mountain Home. The other official steps in and says, yeah, coach, you got that right. He said, where I saw it. It was tipped by White. So the Lions get it back on the right side. This is Hicks. Driving into the paint, Alcorn. The shot, no. Rebound, Waymire. 20 rebounds on the night to go with his 21 points. Dietschy looks inside to Waymire. He'll score. Great pass from Dietschy. 10-point Mountain Home lead, 55-45 with 4:09 to play. Love on the left side now. Backdoor pass. Shot blocked underneath by Peters. Picked up by Benton. Here come the Bombers, under 4 to play, leading by double digits. Peters left side. Dietschy looks inside to Waymire. The pass is deflected and... it's turnover number 15 by Mountain Home tonight. Drive at the other end by Alcorn. He'll score. And a timeout by Searcy. We will take a break with 3:36 to play. It's Mountain Home 55, Searcy 47. You're listening to Bomber Basketball, Classic Hits 101.7.
At Baxter Regional Medical Center, every patient, every procedure, every interaction matters. We're proud to be recognized by HealthGrades as the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery in 2018 and patient safety in 2017. From state-of-the-art heart care to the tiny details that make your stay exceptional, Baxter Regional truly is big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
.3:36 to play. It's Mountain Home leading Searcy 55-47. Searcy, two timeouts left. Mountain Home has three left to use. Dietschy, now Benton. Now into the front court to Dietschy, left side. Shot blocked. Rebound, Waymire misses. And then he's fouled, getting the second rebound. Add two more boards to the total for Waymire tonight. And he'll go to the free throw line. Fouls on Riggin, his first, team seventh. Joey Myers, first free throw is good. One more for David. And it's good. He knocks them both down. 25 points. It's going to take me a while to count all these rebounds. 22, 23, somewhere in that neighborhood. Just incredible. 3:17 left to play. The Bombers by 10 again. It's 57-47. Three ball on the way. Missed by Hicks. And the rebound to Mountain Home. That's Benton with the board. Driving up ahead. Dici will score. It's a 12-point Mountain Home lead with 3 minutes to play. Love, right side, looks back door, and the shot good by Branch. He has 8 points. Timeout, Searcy. 2:48 to play. The Bombers up 59-49. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Ever since we opened our doors in 1963 off the corner of Main Street and Mountain Home, Integrity First Bank has been helping you open doors. From your first checking account to your first home purchase to future planning with Savings Trust and Wealth Management, we value the relationship we've made with you and other friends through the years. As always, our doors are open at 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations, but you can also find Integrity First Bank at goifb.com, Facebook, and Twitter. We invite you to visit and see why so many local friends and neighbors bank on Integrity First.
I got him with 23. 2:48 left to play. David Waymire putting on a show. I've got him with 25 points and 23 rebounds. Oh, and the thing about it is Searcy's played a zone tonight. They played a 2-3 zone, mainly because of him. And he's still dominating. Benson into the front court now for Mountain Home. 2:40 to play. Searcy's going to try to trap the basketball. Benson lost it. Gets it back. Underneath is Dici. He will score. Boy, it looked like it was going to be a turnover. Instead, Mountain Home gets points out of it. It's a 12-point Mountain Home lead. Dici with another steal. He'll take it into the front court. Layup, no. Rebound, a foul against Mountain Home. Hicks had the position underneath, gets the board. The foul's going to be on Cruz, and we'll walk to the other end to shoot free throws. Cruz picks up his fourth. Seventh team foul. They're trying to figure out who the foul was on. Now they're going to realize it was on Dici.
Oh, who was that?
At the free throw line is Freddie Hicks, 21 points on the evening. Has a 1-1. First one's good. 61-50, Mountain Home with 2:16 to play. Second one good as well. Hey, 61-51 Mountain Home, 2:16 left. Full court pressure. Benton gets it into the front court himself. Gets it up to Dici. The ball knocked away, and a turnover. Here comes Searcy at the other end. Layup is good, and a foul. And a chance for a three-point play here for the Lions. It's going to be Riggin going to the free throw line. The foul, let's see who the foul is going to be against. The foul is going to be on Peters. It's going to be his third, eighth team foul. Timeout before the free throw. 2:05 left. Bombers up 61-53. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983. ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
2:05 to play. Bombers up 61-53. Reagan going to the free throw line, trying to complete the three-point play coming out of the timeout.
Who's got Cedar?
Two timeouts left for Mountain Home, one left for Searcy. Reagan hits the free throw. So we've got a seven-point game, 61-54. Bombers have led by as many as 12 in this fourth quarter. Long inbounds pass, Peters catches, and is fouled. Damian Young is into the ball game, came in during the timeout, and he can miss the foul. Young's first, eighth team foul against Searcy, and Peters will go to the free throw line for Mountain Home. 7 points on the night, he's 2 of 4 from the line. This is a 1-1. First one from Peters. Good. So he gets the bonus here with 2:05 to play. Second one is good. Knocks them both down. 9 on the night for Peters. 63-54 Mountain Home. 2 minutes left to play. Hicks out top, trying to drive, shot, no, rebound is controlled by Alcorn underneath. He's fouled as he goes back up. Fouls on Waymeyer, it's going to be his second. At the free throw line is Alcorn. First one is good. Another free throw on the way. Second free throw is good. 63-56, Mountain Home. Ball knocked away, stolen by the Lions. Layup by Young is good. It's a 5-point game, 63-58. Cruz works it ahead for Mountain Home, and he's going to be fouled. I think Riggins is going to get him from behind. No, they're going to give the foul instead to Alcorn. That's his third. And free throws coming up. So Cruz to shoot free throws here for Mountain Home. He has 3 points on the night. This is a 1-1, the last 1-1 for Mountain Home. 90 seconds left, Bombers by 5. First free throw from Cruz is good. Second one, good. Knocks them both down, Mountain Home. 6 of 6 from the line in this fourth quarter. 65-58, Bombers by 7. Hicks into the paint. Shot no, the foul on Dicci. That's going to be his fourth. Team foul number 10 against Mountain Home this half. Hicks will go to the free throw line. Freddie Hicks, 23 points on the night. He's going to hit the first one. One more. No good. Rebound Dietschy underneath for Mountain Home. Peters works it ahead for Mountain Home. Benton. Now Peters in the paint. Foul. I believe they call it on Searcy. They do. It's on Alcorn. Alcorn's going to pick up his fourth. 10th team foul. Alcorn lost his shoe. He's a little shaken up. He says, all right, coach, I'm going to stay in. Peters will go to the free throw line and shoot a couple here. Both teams in the double bonus the rest of the way. 1:10 to play. Bombers up by six. 65-59. First one is missed. Peters, one more free throw. It's good. He's in double figures now with 10 points on the night. One of three Bombers in double figures. 66-59, 107 to play. Alcorn, 15-foot pull-up jumper, will not go. Dietschy the rebound underneath, his fourth. Ball taken away. Hicks misses underneath. Love the rebound. Shot, no, blocked by Waymeyer, and he comes up with the basketball. Up ahead, Mountain Home is going to throw the ball away. The Bombers now with 19 turnovers on the night. They might get out of here tonight with a win despite that, but, boy, they got to cut those down come Saturday against Little Rock Hall. 42 seconds left. Hicks, a three, no. Rebound, another one for Waymeyer. 34 seconds left. Ball knocked away in the backcourt, out of bounds, off Mountain Home. 20 turnovers by Mountain Home. Timeout, 32 seconds left. Bombers lead it by seven. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is proud of our latest achievement, the only hospital in Arkansas to be named one of HealthGrade's America's 50 Best Hospitals for Cardiac Surgery 4 years in a row. Baxter Regional offers a complete cardiac care program and state-of-the-art heart care, ranking in the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery. Baxter Regional Medical Center, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Thirty-two seconds to play. Each team has a timeout left. Mountain Home leads Searcy, 66-59. Lions with the ball. Love driving baseline, spinning into the paint. Shot is good. Searcy takes its final timeout. 26 seconds left. Mountain Home leads at 66-61. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank was founded locally, right here in Mountain Home in 1963. For over half a century, we've invested in our local economy, helping local families and small businesses just like you realize your dreams and goals. I'm Scott Copeland. At Integrity First Bank, we pride ourselves on only being as big as you need us to be. We invite you to come by and visit us at any of our five Twin Lakes locations, Mountain Home, Gasville, Lakeview, or Flippin, and experience for yourself just what it's like to bank on in 31st.
Meet the man behind the lyrics of hit songs from yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Bobby Tomberlin, Nashville hit singer and songwriter, will perform in the Ed Coulter Performing Arts Center at The Shed Tuesday, February 20th at 6 p.m. Bobby co-wrote the number one country and top five AC single, One More Day, recorded by Diamond Rio. Bobby has also co-written songs recorded by Barbara Streisand, Blake Shelton, Willie Nelson, and more. Don't miss Bobby Tomberlin, Tuesday evening, February 20th at The Shed. Admission is free, no tickets required.
26 seconds left. Mountain Home leading Searcy 66-61. Lions are out of timeouts. Bombers have one left to use. 5-point lead for Mountain Home. Full court pressure, obviously, by Searcy. Bombers get it into Peters. He's fouled with 24 seconds left. He will go to the free throw line. The foul's on Damian Young in the backcourt. His second. Peters to the line. 10 points on the evening. He is 5 of 8 from the line and misses the first one. Has one more here. This one is good. Makes it a 6-point game, 67-61. Hicks a three. No. Rebound, Benton for Mountain Home. And a foul in the backcourt. Talon with 6 boards on the night. The foul is on Riggin, his second. Peters back to the free throw line. Six of 10 from the line. First one is good. That one right there seals it. Barring something really unforeseen, it's a 68-61 game now. It's a 3-possession game. Searcy out of timeout, so if they score Mount Home with less than 5 seconds, of course, the Bombers wouldn't have to inbound. 12 seconds left. Love into the paint. Ball blocked by Deechee, picked up by Mountain Home, and that is it. Mountain Home comes up with the win at home tonight. 69-61, Mountain Home with the win. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap it up in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Fratesi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610. That's 425-2610.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The